Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Crypto payments soared by 630% in Bolivia, reaching $430 million in the year after the central bank lifted its ban, driven by regulatory changes and public sector use for fuel imports. Ripple and the US Securities and Exchange Commission agreed to drop all appeals, ending a five-year dispute once and for all. XRP is now cleared as a non-security in secondary markets, and the firm will pay a yet-to-be-finalized penalty. Ripple's CEO emphasized a full focus on expanding payment corridors and building the Internet of Value. President Trump said Bitcoin eases pressure on the dollar and boosts America's crypto leadership, warning that without US dominance, China would step in. He also blamed the Biden administration for widespread debanking of crypto firms and individuals and declined to divest personal crypto holdings, asserting his role has strengthened domestic innovation. Despite major corporate purchases through ETFs by firms like BlackRock and Fidelity, Bitcoin trades unchanged around $107,321. Market dynamics include real asset demand, removing coins from circulation, paper Bitcoin, IOUs on exchanges, and whales quietly rebalancing, while prediction markets tip a possible rise to 115,000 or a drop to 95,000 by mid-July. Sentiment is marked by moderate momentum and a greed reading on the Fear and Greed Index. Regulators face growing headaches as the Financial Action Task Force warns of rising stablecoin misuse and illicit finance, from scams using AI deepfakes to state-sponsored weapons funding by North Korea and Iran. Meanwhile, Moody's doubts thousands of new stablecoin issuers will emerge, citing technical hurdles and the need for viable business models. Financial platforms push tokenized and derivative offerings. Gemini launched tokenized MicroStrategy shares on Arbitrum in the EU, granting fractional on-chain equity rights. Robinhood rolled out micro futures for XRP, Solana, and Bitcoin under a CME partnership, each representing small bundles of the underlying asset to attract retail derivatives traders. Security remains a concern. Matt Fury's Chainsaw NFT studio saw over $1 million drained as hijackers seized multiple contracts and laundered funds through exchanges. Freelance services token Fava suffered a similar hack. Bitcoin Depot's legal chief claims US police are destroying ATMs with power tools to seize cash, forcing costly machine replacements and raising questions about property rights. Finally, class action lawsuits are flooding Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, over its Bitcoin purchasing strategy, with at least five copycat filings and millions at stake. Coinbase hit an all-time closing price of $375 and announced US-regulated Bitcoin and Ethereum perpetual futures. Navigating these developments sometimes feels like discovering a secret level in the original Doom. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.